The reprieve from the winter weather has got to be good news for Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who joins us now via phone. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be on with you again, Aaron.
And we were talking about this last week, but the Hillsborough Public, you know, Hillsborough is a small town. It's up as one of America's coolest small towns, which we'll talk about in a minute. But one of the consequences, upside downside of being a small town, is town staff tends to be rather minimal. And we were talking about this last week. Only 7 people in the Public Works Department to keep all of the roads clear, but they did a good job.
Well, they did a terrific job and, you know, did everything that they can do. When it gets icy, there is limits to what the Public Works folks can do, but they were at it, putting down a little bit of salt, and mostly they can scrape when there's snow. And we had them on team, so 3 would be on all night, and then the other 3 would follow, and on top of that, they're doing all the garbage and changing flags for President's Day and everything else. So these guys are just fabulous, and we're very, very proud of them.
Yeah, and great work that they did, and I know the first snowfall that that came down on Monday, they were working around the clock getting the streets clear. I'm about to, just sort of thinking about this, and kind of a random question, but the Public Works Department does a great job keeping the streets clear. Sidewalks are also, of course, a concern for people who are walking around, and I know different towns have different policies on who's required to, or if anyone's required to keep the sidewalks clear. Do you know what Hillsborough's policy is?
Yes, yeah, the Hillsborough policy is for the sidewalks that are in front of your property, the property owners are mm-hmm. required to do, or required to, or requested to do it. That, you know, we if we had, we just don't have the crews to go out and even think about doing sidewalks at this point, so it's just a clear policy, and that applies probably more to shop owners when they're downtown than anything else, and most folks do a pretty good job of trying to make the way clear. It was several days with that really, really bitter cold weather that just refroze the water as it was melting. It was probably more dangerous than the actual precipitation.
Definitely.
But we managed to get through.
Yeah, and it really is a communal effort to get through the ice, especially when something like that happens. So, obviously, that is behind us. Fortunately, we've got a relatively precipitation-free week coming up, which is good news. Which
we will knock on wood about that.
And that lets us turn to our attention to some other things, including a reminder that you can still vote for Hillsborough in the Budget Travel America's Coolest Small Town competition. Voting was supposed to end on February 25th, which is Wednesday, but they extended it by a week, so next Wednesday now.
It has been extended till March 4th, so keep those votes coming. We're continuing to run third, and I was just talking to somebody today. He said, "Oh, is that contest still on?" I said, "Yes, you need to be voting." Well, I'm going to go voting. So we are trying to get the word out, so appreciate all the folks who are in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and the whole greater WCHL listening area. You know, please, this is all about North Carolina pride. This is about Triangle pride. This is about Orange County pride, as well as about Hillsborough, and it really is one of the gems in North Carolina. And worth your while, I think, to take a few seconds and go to budgettravel.com, vote for Hillsborough as America's coolest small town. And we do try to make it easy because it is something that people can vote for every day. If you go to the town website, which is easy to find, there's a place you can just click on and get a daily email reminder that will have a link, and just make it easy for you to do those votes. And I will also remind people about the Great Greenway Contest,
yes,
which is also underway through the 27th. That's through the North Carolina chapter of the American Planning Association, and Riverwalk is up for that. So also encourage people to vote daily through February 27th for Great Greenway Riverwalk. Brand new place, but it is a great greenway.
And you can vote for just about everything in Hillsborough multiple times.
It is a cool place.
Yeah. We're speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, town of Hillsborough. And again, Hillsborough is a cool small town for so many different reasons. And one of those, and this is something that's coming up too, is just public and community engagement. The fact that the town does a really good job generally keeping the public informed and engaged on town issues. And one of the really, I'll say exciting, because I'm a government wonk, but one of the really cool things that's coming up here next month that if you're a Hillsborough resident or if you're just interested in local government, you can register for this is Hillsborough's Citizens Academy, which
our very first Citizens Academy.
Yeah.
We're very excited about that. We have very good sign up. There's one more week for people who are interested in this. And you're right. I think we've been doing a good job of getting the word out about what we're doing and making government less invisible and being open for people to come to us. What we're wanting to do is be a little bit more systematic about letting people get an overview and understand what's going on. And so we've created the Citizens Academy. It will be 6 sessions starting on Wednesday, March 11th. Most of it will be at the Durham Technical Community College there at the Orange County campus, although there will be site visits to the police facilities and the fire stations and some of the utilities. And it's absolutely free. Encourage people. You can sign up online, or there's several places in town to get applications.
And then that's coming up here in just a couple of days, that sign up, and the academy starts pretty soon. And it really is a great opportunity to learn about local government, which I know, and I've been working for local, working in local government journalism for so many years. There's still so much that I'm in the process of learning. And, people out there who, follow politics, tend to follow national politics, maybe state politics, but local government is something that a lot of people don't really pay attention to, but it's so important in terms of your everyday life. It's important in terms of the roads that you drive on and the stoplights that you're stopped at and the schools that you go to and when your trash and your recycling gets picked up and just sort of basic things like that that we take for granted, but it's so crucial.
Well, and exactly, and a very good example that just even knowing what's going on, the town picks up the trash in town. If you're a resident, recycling is a county feature. Just trying to keep all that stuff straight.
And I mentioned the schools in there, which is not a town thing. Yeah. I mean, just sort of throwing out examples like the stoplights and the streets and the schools. And I got halfway through the word schools. I'm like, that's not actually a Hillsborough thing. So you have to keep that straight as well.
Well, and that's it. And what we want to do is, so for folks who wonder, they're just generally interested, we want to make sure that there's a wide pool of citizens who, are available to serve on advisory boards or perhaps even run for office. Or if nothing else, just give us feedback on the budget and some of the policies that we're doing. People, it really does make a difference when you get involved in your local government. Mm-hmm. We do listen to people. Listening's not always the same as agreeing. In fact, it's very important to get different viewpoints, and we really appreciate that, and that helps us all arrive at better decisions when we're able to get different viewpoints from folks.
Nice.
So this is a good way to get some really knowledge about what's going on. So you have a lot more confidence about getting involved in town, and we think we're going to make it interesting, and already have, I think, 14, 15 people signed up. We still have another slots open, and applications are open until March 2nd, so for those who are interested, we'd love to have you join us for this inaugural class.
And it's going to be a good one, especially since there are so many issues that are sort of constantly ongoing in town, and they all sort of weave together. Of course, you mentioned budget issues that are coming up, and another issue that's been an ongoing conversation in Hillsborough, in Orange County, in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, especially with development issues, is the issue of affordable housing, which has been very dominant in the conversation this year and really has been for the last several 10, 20 years as well, still an ongoing discussion. And I know there's an event coming up this Saturday, isn't it? Or is it Sunday?
I believe it's Sunday.
Sunday at Binkley Baptist Church. Yeah, I misspoke there. But Justice United holding an event on Sunday at Binkley Baptist Church where Mayor Stevens is going to be there, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt is going to be there, Mayor Lydia LaBelle is going to be there, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, Sunday afternoon. And, it's not only just having places that are affordable for people, but one of the things that Justice United has been involved in places with Hillsborough, we want it to be a good place for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And some places are not only difficulty with affordability, but we want to make sure that they're healthy, that they have proper water and sewer and sanitation, that they're safe neighborhoods, regardless of kind of what the economic scale is. And so Justice United is very good about working with churches, and we have a couple spots in town we would really want to see a lot of improvement at, and so Justice United has taken some of the forefront with that, and it's making a difference, making sure that every one of our neighborhoods and all of our apartment complexes, places are good and safe places to live. They're not all are, and so we got to keep working on it.
And that's going to be Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Binkley Baptist Church. Again, a whole bunch of people are going to be there, a lot of noteworthies from all of the municipalities in our area, including Mayor Stevens, and everyone's invited out to that for what is definitely going to be an informative and essential discussion on this ongoing issue. Tom Stevens is the mayor of Hillsborough. Thank you so much for joining us. What else is going on in Hillsborough right now?
We are something to look forward to is get on your calendar for the State of the Town. Will be about a month. It will be on March 23rd at the 7 o'clock time. That's a Monday evening, so put that on your calendar. There'll be more about that. Of course, we have the Citizens Academy. We're going to see how this voting is going for Great Greenway and America's Coolest Small Town. The town board is having our budget retreat this coming weekend, so we may want to talk about that next week.
All right, and we'll talk more about the State of the Town, too, as we get close to it. How far in advance do you start writing that address?
Constantly just sort of looking about what's happening in town on here. You know, it is always, you know, the year ahead is always the last minute.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a fun event, and I believe we're going to be at the Witted Building, so I think we'll have plenty of space this time. We'll encourage a lot of folks to come in. So put that on the calendar, March 23rd, State of the Town.
Awesome. Budgettravel.com is the website if you want to vote for Hillsborough's coolest small town in America. Click on the banner at the top, and it'll take you right to that page. Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsborough, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great evening, Aaron.